But you didn't like her much, did you? He said.
There was silence. It built around him.
Kozo said, "Okay, my turn. Who are you working for?"
Reacher swung his gaze slowly to his right and rested it on Kozo. "I'm not working for anybody," he said.
"Don't start a turf war with us," Kozo quoted. "Us is a plural word, more than one person. Who is us, Reacher?"
"There is no us."
"Bullshit, Reacher. Petrosian put the arm on that restaurant, but you were already there. So who sent you?"
Reacher said nothing.
"What about Caroline Cook?" Lamar called. "You knew her too, right?"
Reacher turned slowly back to face her. She was still smiling.
"But you didn't like her either, did you?" she said.
"Callanan Cook," Blake repeated. "Give it up, Reacher. From the beginning, okay?"
Reacher looked at him.
"Give what up?"
More silence.
"Who sent you to the restaurant?" Kozo asked again. "Tell me right now and maybe I can cut you a deal."
Reacher turned back the other way.
"Nobody sent me anywhere."
Kozo shook his head.
"Bullshit, Reacher. You live in a $500,000 house on the river in Garrison, and you drive a 6-month-old $45,000 sport utility vehicle. And as far as the IRS knows, you haven't earned a cent in nearly 3 years. And when somebody wanted Petrosian's best boys in the hospital, they sent you to do it. Put all that together, you're working for somebody, and I want to know who the hell it is."
"I'm not working for anybody," Reacher said again. "You're a loner, right?" Blake asked. "Is that what you're saying?"
Reacher nodded. "I guess." He turned his head. Blake was smiling, satisfied.
"I thought so," he said. "When did you come out of the army?"
Reacher shrugged.
"About 3 years ago." "How long were you in?"
"All my life. Officer's kid, then an officer myself."
"Military policeman, right?"
"Right."
"Several promotions, right?"
"I was a major."
"Medals?"
"Some."
"Silver Star?"
"One."
"First-rate record, right?"
Reacher said nothing.
"Don't be modest," Blake said. "Tell us."
"Yes, my record was good."
"So why did you muster out?"
"That's my business."
"Something to hide?"
"You wouldn't understand." Blake smiled.
"So, 3 years. What have you been doing?"
Reacher shrugged again.
"Nothing much. Having fun, I guess." "Working?"
"Not often."
"Just bumming around, right?"
"I guess."
"Doing what for money?"
"Savings."
"They ran out 3 months ago. We checked with your bank."
"Well, that happens with savings, doesn't it?"
"So now you're living off of Ms. Jacob, right? Your girlfriend, who's also your lawyer. How do you feel about that?"
Reacher glanced through the glare at the worn wedding band crushing Blake's fat pink finger.
"No worse than your wife does, living off of you, I expect," he said.
Blake grunted and paused.
"So you came out of the army, and since then you've done nothing much, right?"
"Right."
"Mostly on your own?"
"Mostly."
"Happy with that?" Happy enough, because you're a loner.
Bullshit, he's working for somebody, Kozo said.
The man says he's a loner, dammit, Blake snarled.
Deerfield's head was turning left and right between them like a spectator at a tennis game. The reflected light was flashing in the lenses of his glasses. He held up his hands for silence and fixed Reacher with a quiet gaze.
Tell me about Amy Callan and Caroline Cook, he said.
What's to tell? Reacher asked.
You knew them, right?
Sure, way back in the army.
So, tell me about them.
Callan was small and dark. Cook was tall and blonde. Callan was a sergeant. Cook was a lieutenant. Callan was a clerk in ordnance. Cook was in war plans.
Where was this?
Callan was at Fort Withen near Chicago. Cook was at NATO headquarters in Belgium.
Did you have sex with either of them?
Lamar asked. Reacher turned to stare at her. What kind of a question is that?
A straightforward one.
Well, no, I didn't.
They were both pretty, right?
Reacher nodded. Prettier than you, that's for damn sure. Lamar looked away and went quiet. Blake turned dark red and stepped into the silence.
Did they know each other?
I doubt it. There's a million people in the army, and they were serving 4,000 miles apart at different times.
And there was no sexual relationship between you and either of them?
No, there wasn't.
Did you attempt one with either of them?
No, I didn't.
Why not? Afraid they'd rebuff you?
Reacher shook his head. I was with somebody else on both occasions, if you really want to know, and one at a time is usually enough for me.
Would you have liked to have had sex with them?
Reacher smiled briefly. I can think of worse things.
Would they have said yes to you?
Maybe, maybe not.
What's your best guess?
Were you ever in the army? Blake shook his head. Then you don't know how it is, Reacher said. Most people in the army would have sex with anything that moves.
So you don't think they'd have rebuffed you?
Reacher kept his gaze tight on Blake's. No, I don't think it would have been a serious worry. There was a long pause.
Do you approve of women in the military?
Deerfield asked. Reacher's eyes moved across to him.
What?
Answer the question, Reacher. You approve of women in the military?
What's not to approve?
You think they make good fighters?
Stupid question, Reacher said. You already know they do.
I do?
You were in Nam, right?
I was?
Sure you were, Reacher said. Homicide detective in Arizona in 1976, made it to the Bureau shortly afterward. Not too many draft dodgers could have managed that. Not there, not back then. So you did your tour, maybe 1970, 1971. Eyesight like that, you weren't a pilot. Those eyeglasses probably put you right in the infantry, in which case you spent a year getting your ass kicked all over the jungle, and a good third of the people kicking it were women. Good snipers, right? Very committed, the way I heard it. Deerfield nodded slowly.
So, you like women fighters?
Reacher shrugged. You need fighters. Women can do it the same as anybody else. Russian front, World War II, women did pretty well there.
You ever been to Israel? Women in the front line there, too. And I wouldn't want to put too many U.S. units up against the Israeli defenses, at least not if it was going to be critical who won.
So you got no problems at all?
Personally, no.
You got problems otherwise than personally?
There are military problems, I guess, Reacher said. Evidence from Israel shows an infantryman is 10 times more likely to stop his advance and help a wounded buddy if the buddy is a woman rather than a man. Slows the advance right down. It needs training out of them.
You don't think people should help each other?
Lamar asked. Sure, Reacher said. But not if there's an objective to capture first.
So, if you and I were advancing together, you'd just leave me if I got wounded.
Reacher smiled. In your case, without a second thought.
How did you meet Amy Callan?
Earfield asked. I'm sure you already know, Reacher said.
Tell me anyway, for the record.
Are we on the record?
Sure we are.
Without reading me my rights?
The record will show you had your rights any old time I say you had them.
Reacher was silent.
Tell me about Amy Callan, Earfield said again.
She came to me with a problem she was having in her unit, Reacher said.
What problem?
Sexual harassment.
Were you sympathetic?
Yes, I was.
Why?
Because I was never abused because of my gender. I didn't see why she should have to be.
So what did you do?
I arrested the officer she was accusing.
And what did you do then?
Nothing. I was a policeman, not a prosecutor. It was out of my hands.
And what happened?
The officer won his case. Amy Callan left the service.
But the officer's career was ruined anyway.
Reacher nodded. Yes, it was.
How do you feel about that?
Reacher shrugged. Confused, I guess. As far as I knew, he was an okay guy, but in the end I believed Callan, not him. My opinion was he was guilty, so I guess I was happy he was gone. But it shouldn't work that way, ideally. A not guilty verdict shouldn't ruin a career.
So you felt sorry for him?
No, I felt sorry for Callan, and I felt sorry for the army. The whole thing was a mess. 2 careers were ruined, where either way only one should have been.
What about Caroline Cook?
Cook was different.
Different how?
Different time, different place. It was overseas. She was having sex with some colonel, had been for a year. It looked consensual to me. She only called it harassment later, when she didn't get promoted.
How's that different?
Because it was unconnected. The guy was screwing her because she was happy to let him, and he didn't promote her because she wasn't good enough at her job. The 2 things weren't connected.
Maybe she saw the year in bed as an implied bargain.
Then it was a contractual issue. Like a hooker who gets bilked. That's not harassment.
So you did nothing?
Reacher shook his head. No, I arrested the colonel, because by then there were rules. Sex between people of different rank was effectively outlawed.
And?
And he was dishonorably discharged, and his wife dumped him, and he killed himself. And Cook quit anyway.
And what happened to you?
I transferred out of NATO HQ.
Why? Upset?
No, I was needed someplace else.
You were needed. Why you?
Because I was a good investigator. I was wasted in Belgium. Nothing much happens in Belgium.
You see much sexual harassment after that?
Sure, it became a very big thing.
Lots of good men getting their careers ruined? Lamar asked.
Reacher turned to face her. Some. It became a witch hunt. Most of the cases were genuine, in my opinion, but some innocent people were caught up. Plenty of normal relationships were suddenly exposed. The rules had suddenly changed on them. Some of the innocent victims were men, but some were women, too.
A mess, right? Blake said. All started by pesky little women like Callan and Cook.
Reacher said nothing. Kozo was drumming his fingers on the mahogany.
I want to get back to the business with Petrosian, he said.
Reacher swiveled his gaze the other way.
There is no business with Petrosian. I never heard of anybody called Petrosian.
Deerfield yawned and looked at his watch. He pushed his glasses up onto his forehead and rubbed his eyes with his knuckles.
It's past midnight, you know that?
Did you treat Callan and Cook with courtesy?
Blake asked. Reacher squinted through the glare at Kozo and then turned back to Blake. The hot yellow light from the ceiling was bouncing off the red tint of the mahogany and making his bloated face crimson.
Yes, I treated them with courtesy. Did you see them again after you handed their cases over to the prosecutor?
Once or twice, I guess, in passing.
Did they trust you?
Reacher shrugged.
I guess so. It was my job to make them trust me. I had to get all kinds of intimate details from them. You had to do that kind of thing with many women?
There were hundreds of cases. I handled a couple of dozen, I guess, before they set up special units to deal with them all.
So give me a name of another woman whose case you handled.
Reacher shrugged again and scanned back through a succession of offices in hot climates, cold climates, big desks, small desks, sun outside the window, cloud outside, hurt and outraged women stammering out the details of their betrayal,